Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. Today is Wednesday, December 20th. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XXIII, the second full paragraph. Today's readers are Mary P., Anita L., Kara L., and Juanice N. The reference numbers for Tuesday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, December 19th, is 20,949-20949. And this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting share ID is 20,952-20952. Our newcomer greeter today is Lois P., and our announcement person will be Betsy H. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own voluntary contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Jody. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. I will now ask Anita L. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
morning. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia, the 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Have a beautiful day, everyone, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anita L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speaker's, should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXIII, paragraph 2. I will now ask Kara L. to begin reading. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you, Jody. This is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from California. Literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomena of the past quarter century has been the explosion of translations of our basic literature into many languages and dialects. In country after country where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root, slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available. Currently, Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. And there's an asterisk, in 2017, Alcoholics Anonymous is in 70 languages. I'm Kara, I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from California. And literature does play a huge part in my recovery You know, I've read many of our books and I've reread them. And of course, this little slip of a book I've reread countless times. One of the things that I think is really, really beautiful is I have some sponsors in other countries, and I asked them, I said, do you have literature in your birth language? And many of them do. And when we read from the big book, oftentimes they'll read in a different language. So I can follow along in our book. And there's something so special and beautiful about that moment, hearing the big book in a different language and knowing that it's speaking to somebody else as much as it speaks to me. And just so grateful that, you know, I have the opportunity to be of service, and that this book can be translated and is translated, and that I can find commonality across the world with other fellow compulsive eaters. And in times when I don't feel a part of, all I have to do is pick up the literature and I feel a part of all of us. And I'm very grateful for that today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. You are the right person to read that today. I will now take a list of people who would like to share on this first paragraph, second paragraph, rather, on page XXIII. But before I do, I will say, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share today?
Bonnie B. from Florida.
Bonnie B. from Florida. Who else? All right, we'll go with Bonnie. Please go ahead, Bonnie.
Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, I
good morning,
I Mary Lee. Go ahead, Bonnie, and after you. Yes, you're fine. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jody, for moderating. Good morning, everyone. Bonnie D. from Florida. We covered today by the grace of God. Sometimes these paragraphs for me can be more challenging than some of the others. But I think back to when I first came into program. I think back to when I first read the doctor's opinion, and when I read, there is a solution. And I think about the major role that it played in my life, and the aha moment, and the fact that I no longer felt like I was alone, and the whole idea of this beautiful book, and it is a beautiful book, being translated into all these different languages is almost overwhelming to me. If I hadn't had it in my language, I would still be where I was. And I was in a very hopeless, sad state. I felt like I was the only one that did what I did with food. Like I was the only one that had the thoughts that I thought. There was such shame and there was such guilt connected to some of the things that I had done. And the gift of this book being presented to not just me in my language, but as someone had just mentioned, translated into 70 different languages, this just binds us together. I mean, it's the language of the heart, and I hear people say it all the time. I can pick up the phone and I can talk with people who are in a completely different continent, and immediately I'm connected with the heart in a way that I'm not connected with dear friends that I've had for 30 years who don't have my DNA. This is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it is a labor. It's a labor of love by others who have taken the time to translate it, to put it onto paper, knowing that it's going to be the first seed. It was the seed that was planted in my heart. And it's the thing that it's the thing that propels me to give this away on a daily basis to others. And if they hadn't done what they hadn't done, I don't know where I would be. I mean, I always point all things back to my Creator, because I'm confident that He's the one that placed this upon the hearts of the people that did the translating, because we have to have a desire for other people, and we have to love other people enough to put some effort into this program. And this is what they did with this literature. And we have it not only in this book, but now we've got the Zoom meetings, and we've got, I mean, just the opportunities to connect with others over this book is just phenomenal. And so I am so grateful that they did what they did for me, and my heart's desire is to pass on to others. And I'm just amazed that it's been translated into 70 different languages. Such a blessing. And with that, I'll pass, and thanks again.
Thank you, Bonnie B. from Florida. Go ahead, Mary Lee R. from Oregon.
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your excellent service. This is Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon, in recovery, one day at a time. And I had the experience of reading the book before I was connected with a sponsor. And then as a family, we went to Japan to see an exchange student that had lived with us. And I went to a 12-step meeting there, and they were reading their big book. And I was really, really, really grateful that I had mine. But it wasn't until someone else was also speaking this language of the heart and with the book with me that things started to shift. And they keep continuing to shift. I mean, each time that we go through this book, in the beginning, I used to just read another sentence, or, you know, it's just when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and vice versa. When the teacher's ready, the student appears. And the fact that it doesn't matter what language you're speaking, it becomes a language of the heart. And I just feel so blessed and so grateful that there are so many of us, and it obviously works because it's just growing and growing and keeps growing. And that's it for me this morning. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, everyone. I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary Lee. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? Paragraph 2, page XXIII. Forward to the fourth edition.
Janice K.
I heard someone W, a lady.
Marilee
W. And I think I heard a gentleman also.
Mona S.
Okay. All right, let's go with those three. Janice K, Marilee W, and Mona S. Please go ahead, Janice.
Hi, this is Janice K in Oregon. Okay, topic, the word that hit me in this was literature. And literature is very important to program, both this one, any regardless of its form, it matters. It's important. It's important enough. We don't focus on tools, and literature is one of the tools. The tools are worth looking at. The tools are exactly what we say they are. If you read the introduction to the, I printed mine off OA.org, basic to the program, basic definition of tools. Tools are things that help us work the steps. That's the first statement. They help us work the steps. And they're also there to help us keep from overeating. They do not replace the steps, but we can't work the steps very well without them. Literature enables us to share experience, strength, and hope with each other. Literature, I attend some very, very small local meetings, and we rely heavily on literature because reading someone else's story brings someone else into our meeting. I get to hear my truth spoken in someone else's words. I get to have my definitions expanded and examined. Literature, the big book is foundational. This was our first. This is our foundation. This is our bedrock. This, we need this. But all forms of literature, when translated in however many languages, enable us to share experience, strength, and hope across time and geographical space. Literature is not to be taken lightly. So thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. Mara Lee W., please let us know where you're calling from.
Good day, everybody. Mara Lee W., recovered, calling from Northwest Colorado. And, I have been led and taught that literature is one of our greatest assets. This is a very interesting paragraph, the striking phenomenon. Those are some pretty wonderful words. Has been an explosion of translation of the basic literature into many languages and dialects. So it would seem that they didn't know that this was going to happen, and how amazing that is to go into the foreword to the fourth edition. They're again talking about growing by leaps and bounds. I think if we study AA history, the largest growth was in the foreword to the second edition. And a lot of, what they were doing back then was using the program of action out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous and finding that there's so much great literature out there. But it's the way that the big book outlines the steps and the program of action so we can unblock to our higher power. And I want to say happy holiday season to everyone, but I also know there were many holidays that I did not feel happy. And that was okay to be in that place. That's still okay to be in that place. And the thing about that is that there is a way out. And this for me has been the way out. Like, we don't have a monopoly on what is a solution, but it is a way out. And so that people really started seeing, and then the fact that Alcoholics Anonymous, how it's written here, really it was the big book that was Alcoholics Anonymous in the beginning. It wasn't the fellowship, it was the big book. So the specific directions in here are so beautiful, and that can sound a little dogmatic, but they're so beautiful because it really saves chronic compulsive overeaters, food addicts, restrictors, bulimics, anorexics from the gates of insanity or death. And that is the most amazing thing. I didn't want to hear about a book. I was like, oh, no, not a book. But that it really works, and that's where the hope and joy can come from. So that's what I have.
Thank you so much, Mara Lee W. from Colorado. Mona S., please share with us.
Hello, this is Mona S. from Montana. So grateful to be here, and thank you for your service. I just think it's fascinating that this is translated into so many different languages, and the message I get from that is, because it works. It doesn't matter what race we are, what religion we are. The common message of this book, which I believe is divinely inspired, is there for all of us. And it unifies us in our disease. And I so appreciate what this book has to offer, the wisdom. And if I'm having a tough day, I often read pages 86 to 88, excuse me, just to help me get my mind centered again. The literature has been, excuse me, the literature has been very, very important for me to maintain my sanity when I can't get to a meeting. And I think it's just important to remember that it's there for us always when we can't get to a meeting or we can't speak to somebody. Just to read a simple paragraph out of this book is so powerful. So thank you all, and that's all I have. I pass.
Thank you so much, Mona S. from Montana. We are on page XXIII, the second paragraph, beginning with literature has played a major role. We're in the foreword to the fourth edition. Who would like to share?
Michelle F.
Michelle.
Dina A. New Jersey.
Who is that in New Jersey?
Dina A.
Dina?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, Tina A, gotcha. Michelle and Tina, anyone else?
Stephanie S.
Stephanie S. Okay, let's go with those three, Michelle, Tina, and then Stephanie. Please go ahead, Michelle, and let us know where you're calling from if you'd like.
Yes. Hi, Michelle F. from Massachusetts, and literature has played a big role in my recovery. This book, particularly, I was very fortunate to have a sponsor that was a double winner. So she took me through the book the way she was taken through in AA, but she'd done it again in OA. So I got a lot of her wisdom. And the best thing I can say about literature, yes, it's just a tool. But there have been times where I haven't been able to go to meetings or I haven't been working my program very well. But literature has always been there for me. And it's been there when before COVID, when there weren't very many meetings at like 3 a.m. or whatever. I couldn't sleep. And I took it with me everywhere. You know, I used to take everywhere something in case, you know, in my purse, in the car, whatever, for food to eat. And now that's been replaced with literature. And I had more witty stuff to say, but I can't think of it now. So I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle F. from Massachusetts. Dina A., please go ahead.
Hi, Dina A. from New Jersey, recovering gratefully one day at a time. And I just was struck now by all the different dialects and languages that the literature was translated into. And for me, there's another dialect and language that I'm looking at, listening to Vision for the last couple of months, hearing the literature translated through the person that is sharing, so that it's the same literature, but it's different dialects, it's different spin and different meanings to each person. And when we come together and share that, how it's like me learning a new language. I can hear the literature in a new way. I can read it myself, like I remember, like, wow, I read this 10 years ago, and that didn't strike me the same way as it does today, depending on what's going on in my life, in my recovery and my growing in my relationship. So being able to have the same bedrock of literature with the same strong message and yet passing through the heart of the person that's sharing and reflecting on it is to me like a myriad of dialects and of languages, and it unites us all into one group to come together. And it really has enriched my thinking. So thank you all for being here, for doing that for me. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Dina A. from New Jersey. Stephanie S., please go ahead.
Hi, I'm Stephanie S. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so I'm Stephanie S., recovering compulsive overeater from Washington State, and I'm new to OA. I'm new to the Big Book. I'm new to Vision this year. My friend gave me the links in, I think it was May or June, a friend from church, and then I started listening, and I feel like I've learned a new language since I've been listening to this meeting and coming. And then she came over and brought me a Big Book because I didn't have one, and I was trying to do this meeting with my Kindle, and I was having trouble. And so for me, the literature's played a major role. I wasn't planning to share, but I had a dream last night that my family member was reading the Big Book, and my heart leaped with joy, and I ran to my family member in my dream, and I said, I know that. I know what you're reading. And she was crying with tears of joy, and I was, and when I had that dream last night, I thought, whatever. And then when I hear this paragraph, I think, maybe my higher power is really working in my life, because my sponsor meets with me almost every day, and we've been going through this Big Book, and I've never, ever read it before, and it's really making an impact in my life, and I'm just very grateful for all your shares and all your service, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much. Stephanie S. from Washington. We still have time for several more shares. Who would like to share on this paragraph number 2? Page XXIII. Annabelle, gotcha.
Cynthia C. from Florida.
Cynthia C., gotcha. Who else would like to share?
We're on Anne B., New York.
Anne B., page XXIII, the second paragraph. Okay, let's go with Annabelle, Cynthia C., and Anne B. Please go ahead, Annabelle, and let us know your initial and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle Z., a compulsive overeater recovered in the state of Washington. Thank you, moderator, for your service and everyone else who's doing service on this line this morning. And boy, it's so true. Like, you just read these little paragraphs in the forewords going, oh, gosh, are we done with the forewords yet? It's the miracle of the literature, right, where every time something gets read and then we talk about it, we're too addicts come together and talk about program, we're having a meeting. And so there was a couple of things that stood out for me. One is I remember in 2000, I had the privilege of living in Minneapolis where I was at grad school, and helped volunteer and host the 2000 International in the father program, if you will. And wow, you know, seeing people there having their own meetings in different languages was, it's something my heart is just exploding at the memory of that. And I speak another language, and I went to a meeting in another language, and it was just fabulous. Because of the feeling, sometimes we feel helpless, like, gosh, there's just, and Bill felt that way too, like there's so many people who are suffering out there that need to be reached, you know, and this is the way it was done. And so it's just such a heart-filling thing to just, oh, other people are getting this as well. But the key is picking up the literature, you know, on the other end, not just giving it out and making sure it reaches people, but the person, like, I have to read it myself. And I just want to share briefly, when I came into OA, I was so frazzled. I felt like I was both choking and completely empty and vulnerable all at the same time. I was being smothered in and yet also felt too free, like I'd never been unchained and I didn't know what to do. And someone said, get some of the OA literature, and I bought a few of the books, and one of them was like stories. It has like a star on the front of it, and anyway, I think that's what it is. And I started reading, like, daily. I would just read a story out of the book. And I don't remember doing that when I got sober in AA, but I definitely did it this time. And it would calm me because I knew I was not alone. Just like, because when the phone's so heavy to pick up and make an outreach call, you can pick up the literature and read something so that I don't feel alone. And even the stories in the back of the big book of AA, you just replace food for alcohol and replace drinking to compulsive eating, however that manifests in your life. So it just made so much sense to read, especially when it's 9 or 10 at night and on the Pacific Coast and don't know that many people in Australia, right? But I can read and just go, oh, and know that I'm not alone. And I think that's a huge part. The last thing I want to share, if I have a second, is how important it is to read with sponsors and sponsees. One of my favorite things I do is go through the literature on the phone, kind of paragraph by paragraph, with my sponsees. And it has been, it's just a joyride. And it's like having a meeting. And it's just one thing we do that I highly encourage. If you're sponsoring someone and it's been a while since you finished the steps, it's a great next step to do, is just, well, let's go through the big book together or any other conference approved literature. That's all. I'll pass.
Thank you so much. Annabelle Z from Washington. Cynthia C, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for, yep, I'm here. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. Hi, it's Cynthia C. I live in Florida, but I'm visiting in New Hampshire for the holidays. Thank you for your service. And wow, I was thinking when we first started reading this morning, like, what are we going to talk about? Literature. Like, and then I realized, like, you read the big book every day. I read the big book every day. I'm working with a sponsee, taking her through the big book. That is how I sponsor. By taking them through the big book and helping them to, it's a way to help each other find our higher power. And each time I go through it with them, I see more and more than I saw the last time. It's just amazing how this does. And I also, the big book is my major form of literature, but I do have some other OA approved literature and other, spiritual readings that I do and prayers. But for today book, there's a passage in there that helps me when I am worried about a family member or someone I love. And it's, it's about releasing them. And it's December 28th. And it's about, releasing that person to the same indwelling higher power that I have. And that has, I used that just this week when I was worried about something about my daughter. And, knowing that I have no control over anything. However, it just helped me put it in perspective, and I call on that. A fellow had given that to me a couple of years ago, and I've used it many, many times. So literature does help us, and it does, make us, somebody said, makes us feel not alone. It is a gift. I mean, it is a tool of our program, and, the big book is literature, and it's a way for it to be all over the world and people read it in their own language and understand it more in their own language. So, so grateful to be here, and thank you for your service, and have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Thank you very much, Cynthia C. from Florida. And B. from New York, please go ahead.
Hey, this is Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater in Westchester United Intergroup in New York, and I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent for 19 years. When I first joined OA, it was in a small meeting And quite often there was no one there who was abstinent, or at least nobody who said they were abstinent. I heard a lot of people say they were in relapse, but I didn't hear anybody say they were abstinent. And so the literature was really all I had. I was very fortunate. The first couple of meetings I went to were anniversary meetings, and so I did hear people who had recovered, so I felt some confidence, and I had been 12-stepped by a friend who was in AA. So I did have confidence that the program could work, even though I was surrounded by all these people who weren't abstinent. And I had a deep spiritual experience at the beginning myself, so I felt confident, you know, that God was going to help me, and that spiritual recovery would work. So the literature was really what all I had. And then, too, when I came into program, and I found this with a lot of newcomers, I was extremely reactive and paranoid. And that had to do with, somebody's unmuted, and it had to do with the, I think, with the dysfunctional family I grew up with. But I really thought that everyone in program was out to convert me to their religion and take away my food and make me starve to death. That's really how I saw the people around me. I know that wasn't true. As a matter of fact, I have discovered that I'm much more religious than most of the people around me, and moreover, that most of us who are sponsors have learned that one of the big things we have to convince our sponsees not to do is restrict, you know, because restricting leads to binging. But at the time, that's what I thought, and so I didn't feel like I could trust anyone. And I felt I could trust the literature, and particularly the big book, because somebody had 12-stepped me from AA. And I've heard of AA over the years, so I felt confident that I could trust the literature. And I can remember feeling like, I'm not going to listen to any of these people. I'm just going to read what's in this book. So I'll pass.
Thank you, Anne. B from New York. We have time for a couple more shares. Who else would like to share? We're on page XXIII, second paragraph.
This is Rhonda. I'll share.
Hi, I'm Rhonda. That's from Maryland.
Who's that from Maryland?
Miraz S.
Miraz. Okay. Rhonda and then Miraz. Please go ahead, Rhonda.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rhonda. I'm a compulsive overeater from Ohio. I appreciate everyone being here today and these shares and this beautiful book. It is probably the most powerful of all the literature since I've entered Overeaters Anonymous that I've found that works for me, the big book. But I love the other literature as well. So for me, it's important to keep a balance and to make sure I have a certain amount of big book reading as well as touching base with the other literature. I'm just really grateful for the program and the connections that are going all over the world. I've always loved different cultures and different people from different places, and it's just such a beautiful thing that it's time that we can all reach across the lines of, you know, prejudice and accept and open. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for abstinence. And I'm grateful for the literature, especially the big book. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Rhonda. And Miraz, What is your initial?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Mirelle from Maryland. So first of all, I'm very grateful to be here. This is my first vision meeting in 5 months or more. It's amazing that the topic is about the literature, because I've moved to the States 4 months ago, and I'm finding myself working with a big book in a different language than I'm used to. So I really relate to everything that's been said in this meeting, and it is amazing that this book and all the literature of OA is really out there for everyone in every language, and it is amazing for me to find out right now the differences between my own language and the English language, and it's really beautiful to see how things translate and get new meaning through the differentiation between the languages. And I'm very grateful to be here. I've been apart from the program in the last 4 or 5 months since my move. And I have felt really lonely. I really did forget that I'm not alone. So this is a true blessing for me to be here with you. And I thank you all so much. And I pass.
Thank you, Miraz. From Maryland, we have time for one short share, about a minute and a half. Would someone like to take that time? I'll go ahead and share for a minute or so. My name is Jody E. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in California. The Big Book has been amazing for me as well. I was given the Big Book before I came to my first meeting by my brother, who's a member of AA. And as soon as I started to read it, I could relate to it, even though I am not an alcoholic. And there was something about the book that really, really struck me. And at that time, which was 1988, the AA literature was all we had in OA, so we did read it in the meetings. But we didn't understand the doctor's opinion. So I'm grateful that I found this particular meeting that does read and understand and apply the doctor's opinion. And with that, I'll pass. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Juanice N. please read A Vision for You on page 164?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Juanice N., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you so much for letting me be of service, and I pass.